Hello, podcasters. Miles here. We forgot to record a podcast intro when we were both in. It's a little confession. So I thought I'd just do one myself quickly because it's just better than going straight into the show. Hi, how you doing? It's my first show of 2021. So it's our first podcast of 2021. It's been a bit rubbish so far, isn't it, this year? Grey outside, a bit, well, if you're in England, which I'm assuming you are, been a bit miserable. But hopefully it's going to all get a bit better by the time we get into summer. Anyway, on today's podcast, some new games that we're playing as it's the start of a new year. One of them just involves, I don't want to say the word oob because it's not a word, just oob. It replaces vowels in names. It's great. I don't think I've laughed anything more I've done on the radio than I laughed doing this. As Al's not here, I'm just going to wrap this up and say enjoy the podcast, and we'll both be on the intro next week. It'd be much better. Bye.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Time to just lower the tone. Just step into my little jazz bar. Ooh. As we go through what's on our mind.
This is exciting because I don't know what all your new music is. So this is, as for the listener, this is a surprise for me.
That's quite nice, isn't it? It's just thought we should just change the tone up a little bit.
Very chilled out.
Anyway, Al, what's on your mind this week?
Well, as you know, this has kind of turned into a slot. I mean, we could rename it What's Al Gonna Rant About This Week.
Oh, mine's a rant this week as well.
Good. We haven't changed then. So this thing's been bothering me for quite a while, but especially recently, which is why do supermarkets have to change the layout every week and a half? Just when you've got used to where things are, you go in, and I spent about 10 minutes the other day going, where are the sausages?
Is it because you got them on special once?
It got them on special.
Yeah, because then you've
then
got
it throws you off.
Where they're not meant to be.
Yeah, but then they do genuinely do. I think it's like a sales tactic thing, and they do genuinely do this. They change the whole layout every couple of weeks or so, it seems. And you think you know where all the fresh produce is, and then it's just moved around a bit. It's just kind of in the next aisle, you know, just enough to irritate you. But I want to put out a plea to supermarkets right now that while COVID's on, we've got enough stress going to the supermarket, trying to keep a distance and going shopping on your own and keep your mask on and everything. Let's just leave things where they are. And let's not have an extra problem for everyone while they're shopping.
The last thing you need to have to be going back on yourself.
Exactly. Oh, that's the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
Well, what's on my mind this week is, do you know anyone under the age of sort of 50 who has an at-home printer?
No.
In Bushy, where I live on a main road, so there's I don't have a driveway.
Yeah.
And there's no on-street car park or parking. So there's a car park across the road that we park in. It's just been free.
Yeah.
But the signs have started going up in February. We're going to have pay and display.
So, the dream is over.
You can apply for a resident parking permit. I was like, cool. So I called them up. Do we qualify where we live? Mm. Yes, you do. You have to go online and fill in the form. So I'm thinking, great, perfect. Go online, fill in the form. Easy does it. Go in line, first line of the form. This form must be filled in ink.
Oh, come on.
Why? Why does it need to be filled in ink? No one has a printer.
No.
So it's lucky that a bit of with my other work, I still go into the office and they have a printer, so I've stolen all their ink.
Yeah. Whether we've got one here or not, I don't know. I've never tried to use it.
I think so, but no one's connected.
No.
It's just there. It's there to make it look like an office.
Exactly. And trying to connect to a printer is a whole game in itself, isn't it?
Why do I need to fill in a parking permit in ink? I get that I have to sign the terms and conditions, but seriously, who is going round buying people parking permits for themselves? Does it matter that it's not me that sent it off? If anything, I'd be grateful that someone who's not me paid for my parking permit.
Oh, man. Don't get caught committing parking fraud. We've got a neighbour, actually, who prints our stuff for us sometimes because we haven't got a printer.
And how old's your neighbour?
He is, I think he's over 50.
Exactly!
But I always feel bad because he'll quite often print it out slightly wrong and the ink's a bit dodgy and it comes. And I don't want to ask again. You know, he's done it once for you. So you just have to accept it with kind of half the text missing or whatever.
My parents both have printers because when I was growing up, we needed them for schoolwork.
Yeah, of course.
We printed it out. But now, you don't need a printer. No one needs a printer.
No.
So don't, only it's Hartsmere Borough Council.
Yeah.
Only Hartsmere Council could say you need to fill this in ink. And then Heidi filled it in, and then we looked at the final, fill it in black ink. Why does it matter what colour the ink is?
It's like you're doing an exam.
Oh, we had to go over it in black. Oh, it was a nightmare.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Now, I saw something really fun while I was off over the last month.
Yeah, you sort of explained this speech to me off air, but I still don't understand it, so this is going to be interesting.
Local links, because I saw it on Jamal from Raxu's Instagram.
Okay.
So he posted a video that just gave me the giggles.
Morning, Jamal, by the way.
I'll play it to you quickly.
Replace every vowel in your name with oob.
Ja'oob Mabooble.
So.
That's ridiculous.
It's brilliant. And he's got the best name for it as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sparked an idea for a game. So today we're going to play.
Oops, I did it again.
Really simple game.
I like this already.
I've got some celebrities that have been in the news.
Right.
I've replaced every vowel in their name with oob.
I think I'm going to be really bad at this.
You're going to have to tell me who they are.
Mm.
All right, the first one. Lubes Hoobaloobie.
Lubes Hoobaloobie. Am I allowed to have a clue, like, what they've been in the news for this, or is it literally just the name?
Give me a go first, see if you can figure it out.
Lubes Hoobaloobie.
Lubes Hoobaloobie.
Okay, so that's got to be Louis or Lewis something.
It's only one vowel, because it's only one oob.
Yeah, oh, okay, Lubes, right, yeah.
Hoobaloobie.
So it's only one vowel and then an S, so is it like...
A Z.
A Z. Oh, Liz. Hurley.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I mean, done. You really helped me out with that one,
yeah,
but that's a good
start.
So,
Liz Hurley's been in the news. Did you see the Rusko photo she posted?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, she's posted a Rusko photo of her wearing a top with, sort of open, with nothing underneath. She's covering up the bits.
Yes.
But it turns out, the rumours were it was taken by her son in lockdown.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't, don't worry, it wasn't that bad. No, it was taken by her 80-year-old mother. So that's made the news. On to our second celebrity.
Okay, I'm going to try harder on this one.
Joob. Boobzoobs.
Joob. That doesn't even make sense. There's got a B and an F at the end of the first name. Joob.
No, what, well, oob.
Oh, no, because oob is part of the... Okay, fine. So Jeff. And what was the second part?
Boobzoobs.
This is so ridiculous. Oh, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy.
It is, because he's...
Bezos, am I pronounce that right?
Bezos, I think. Yeah, he's stepping down as the CEO of Amazon. So he's becoming... He's created a new tier for himself just underneath.
Yeah,
but that's
stuck
what
himself
he's
on the
doing.
Board.
Yeah, but he's not going to be the CEO. He founded it, and he's mega wealthy, isn't he?
Yeah, I saw a photo of it when he first started it in his garage, and he's come a long way from there, put it on.
Yeah, well, now he's probably there's nothing small enough in his house. He's probably got a couch bigger than his old garage. Yeah. Ridiculous. On to the last one, and clearly my favourite. Kylo Boob.
Is it Kylie Minogue?
Well, let me finish.
Sorry.
Kylo Boob. Moob Nagoo Boob.
Wow, this is my favourite game ever.
This Moobie Naboob.
You said to me...
Moobie Naboob Goob.
You said to me off air, you know, we're probably going to get bored of this game after a couple of weeks. Oh. Absolutely not.
Well, Kylie's been in the news because she's gone back to Australia.
Yeah.
She's in Victoria, and she actually went through hotel quarantine with no special treatment.
Oh, good.
So the amount the tennis players are whinging about it, I quite like that.
That's Kylie for you, isn't it? She's like that. We love Kylie.
Sorry, we should say that's Kyloob.
Good old Kyloob.
Noob,
Vibe 107.6.
Al, have you been watching The Masked Singer?
I've dabbled in The Masked Singer.
It's the first series I've watched. I quite like it.
I still find it a bit too weird.
I liked it most the first week.
Yeah.
And now I just want to know who they all are.
Now it's just annoying, just impatient.
So, I think it's really good. Do you have any ideas who you think the rest of the people are?
No, not a clue. I mean, I have to admit, we watched an episode of it maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now while we were waiting for something else to come on. I don't know why, because I love trashy TV, but for me, this one, it's just a bit too much.
Well, I can run down who the people were so far.
I know did we have Martin McCutcheon?
We had Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Yes.
Mel B.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Martin McCutcheon.
Yeah.
And then we've had... Oh, celebrity's name I can't remember. It doesn't... It's a comedian.
I've just had a look who it was last Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
Did you guess correctly, or did you
Morton Hackett,
yeah. Who I noticed on the video, he had to say...
it's Morton Hackett, the lead singer
Aha! What's the guy's name? Joel Dommett, yeah. He had to say it all in one phrase, honestly, just so everyone was like, who's that guy?
When they were doing Aha references, people were more likely to guess Alan Partridge.
Yeah. Aha! It's Morton Hackett, lead singer of Aha!
Yeah, you could just see them go, when they went, Ah! It, was, it wasn't like the normal, like, oh, it's Mel B! It was like... Oh!
And they have to really overreact anyway
and
every
then,
time.
Yeah, and then Joel saves the day.
Yeah.
It's Morton Hackett.
He was in Aha.
In Aha.
The thing that makes me laugh on The Masked Singer is Rita Ora, who's obviously not everyone's favourite pop star at the moment for reasons that we won't go into. But she, every week you're like, has she watched this show? Because she'll guess and she'll be like, is it Meryl Streep or someone completely ridiculous?
I don't know. I love that they're guessing Greg Davies for someone who's like 5'10". He's 6'8". Yeah. Eight. It's clearly not him. Do you think he's stooping?
Yeah.
How is this? Just ridiculous.
Yeah. So have you got guesses for who the remaining people are?
Yeah, I do. I thought Lenny Henry was the Blob, but I also thought it could have been Mr. Motivator.
Oh, okay.
But it was Lenny Henry.
Yeah.
I thought Mr. Motivator first, and then I changed my mind a lot by the end. I don't know. Was it chips? Is it chips or is it sausage?
Sausage, yeah.
It's a ridiculous costume.
Yeah, just demeaning for whoever.
Yeah, I'm running around looking like a sausage. It's got to be Stacey Solomon or Sheridan Smith.
Okay. It's someone with two S's as their initials, basically.
And as for the rest of them, don't have a clue.
No.
Don't have a clue. I know that Dragon isn't Matt Lucas, like someone suggested at some point, because no, that's just ridiculous.
I bet it will be now.
It won't be. It can't be.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Matt Hancock making the news for himself over the last couple of days because this is an interview he did on LBC talking about how the film Contagion has helped with the vaccine rollout.
In the film, it shows that the moment of highest stress around the vaccine program is not, in fact, before it's rolled out, when actually it's the scientists and the manufacturers working together at pace. It's afterwards, when there is a huge row about the order of priorities.
Now, let's face it, the vaccine rollout's been very good.
Yeah, it has.
It's worked very well. Mm. And we have the film Contagion to thank.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt Damon.
So, today, I thought we would do... the top three movies to watch for life lessons.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Coming in at three, Avengers Endgame.
Oh, no spoilers, not watching it.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay, good, that's not a spoiler.
You've not seen that
No,
yet.
We're doing the Marvel films at the moment, and we're not there yet.
Okay, well, teamwork makes the dream work. Working as a team is always better than working as an individual.
That's for sure.
You could also use any of the other Avengers films.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that just seemed like the...
Not Civil War, though.
Seminal moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, not... Well, there's still teams.
Yeah, that's true, there's just two of them.
Yeah, exactly. Two. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. If you act crazy long enough, people will just think you're crazy and you'll end up getting lobotomised.
Classic film.
Not that lobotomy's legal.
No.
But just, you know, just generally.
Yeah.
Just, but you know, like, you'll be split from your friends because they'll go, we don't want to invite him. So yeah, socially lobotomised.
Yes. A softer version.
Yeah.
I like that. It was a good film reference.
Yeah, it was
absolute
good.
Classic,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't see that one coming out.
No, no,
me,
I didn't.
Did you? Yeah, you thought I was going to talk about Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. Which is also a great film.
And one. And it's really the obvious one.
Mm.
Castaway. There's loads of life lessons in Castaway.
Oh, all of them.
How to survive on a desert island. How to catch fish.
How to make friends with a basketball.
How to keep yourself occupied on a desert island. How to start a fire on a desert island.
Yeah.
And, of course, the most the biggest teaching is don't expect anyone to wait around for you.
I need to watch that film again.
Because they will leave.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, technically... they should move on if they think you're dead.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. You've got to say fair enough, right? But
you could hold out hope.
Yeah.
Don't.
No.
Because they'll leave.
So if you're stuck on a desert island, you're staying there. That's a life lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Don't come back because everyone will have moved on.
Vibe 107.6.
I've come across a couple of times in the last couple of weeks stories from a TV show out in the States called Extreme Cheapskates.
Which I haven't heard of until you mentioned it to me.
Just people who refuse to spend any money.
Mm.
This girl that I saw yesterday, wow, she has one light bulb in her house. She has a job. She has plenty of money, apparently, and loads of savings. But she, one three, she has loads of savings. She has one light bulb in the house, which she takes from room to room.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if she has to wait half an hour for it to cool down.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Don't burn your fingers.
But I feel sorry for her partner.
That's...
who is long-suffering, especially when it comes to taking a shower.
I'm not allowed to take long showers because Stephanie wants to save water for the water bill. I go in, turn water on, rinse my body off.
Cut the water off. Lather your body down. Make sure you get every area so you don't miss anything because you can't come back to it.
Turn it back on, rinse the soap off my body.
And get out.
I don't really get to watch my full body.
Turn it off! Right now, Patrick!
Okay!
Stephanie has a baby monitor.
I can still hear you.
Damn.
Wow. So he has to turn the shower off halfway through while he lathers himself up.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's a living nightmare.
That is just awful. A navy shower, they call it. It's just a bit at the end. Because the baby monitor's a bit extreme. And you can just see, he's just a broken man.
Has a baby monitor.
I can still hear you.
Damn.
I thought, let's flip the switch, because we're all about spending loads of money and making yourself feel fine. 80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you splashed the cash on in lockdown?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
We're talking about what you spent your money on in lockdown. 80818, start your text with Vibe. We've been seeing the show Extreme Cheapskates, where people don't spend any money. It just looks like no fun. Why bother going to work if you're just going to live in navy showers?
Exactly, and it's the only fun we can have in lockdown is buying things. Yeah. I've never seen so much cardboard in my life.
Well, I know, but there's one big purchase I know you've made in lockdown, which is parked outside at the moment.
Yes, which I have been having a little trouble with.
How?
Well, because we've got one parking space, and Phoebe's got a car, so I had to find somewhere I could park it that's free, where I live, and the one place, the one street where you could, it's got a lot of trees and a lot of birds. And my goodness me, you leave it for... I left it for probably maybe 36 hours, something like that, and it was splattered with bird poo. Like, I'd say there were about 100 poos on there. And I was like, this is not sustainable. I can't live like that. I actually took it to the car wash, and they gave me that look that says, no, we can't do anything for you. And even the drive-through car wash wouldn't get it all off.
Oh, you're gonna have to start being one of those guys who goes out in the summer outside, pair of short shorts.
I already am. I was scrubbing it in the street
soap
the other day.
Buckets. Yeah. Oh, God.
So I'm gonna have to find somewhere else to put it.
Yeah, remind me not to drive through Chesham.
Yeah,
don't want to see that. I don't know what I've spent loads of money. We got new bedding, which was our big one.
Yes.
And I don't know. I feel like I've wasted money on plenty of stuff. Is there anything? Apart from obviously the car's not a waste of money. You're now having to spend lots more money on it by cleaning it. Is there anything that you've just bought and then just it's arrived and you've just gone, I'm not going to use that?
Well, I was really excited because we bought a handheld vacuum cleaner, which I've wanted for ages, right? This is my dream. But it's not actually that good. And it was, you know, when you've used it just enough to the point where you're not going to be able to send it back because it's well used enough, but you've realised it's actually not that good. So now we're stuck with it. And we've got a cat, so there's loads of hair around. Doesn't pick that up. Makes a really loud noise. And so it's kind of not really worth having. So that was a slightly regrettable purchase that cost quite a lot of money.
I bought a microphone stand that is just rubbish.
Good.
So it's just in the cupboard. I don't send things back. I just can't.
Yeah, this is the thing. Exactly. You never get around to it.
Boring, isn't it?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Been our best ever.
That's very good. Considering we haven't done it for about 6 weeks, that's really good, isn't it?
I'm bringing the game back because it's easy. Happy birthday to who? I give Al some cryptic clues. It's some celebrity birthdays. He tells me who I'm talking about.
Easy.
I'm going to give you an extra all-round clue.
Okay.
Not on brand today. There were no birthdays on brand.
Good.
Okay, the first birthday. I have a girl's name, but I'm a boy, and I have long hair, and I'm a musician, and I'm pretty good. Oh, and I don't like school.
Don't like school? Oh, Alice Cooper.
Well done.
Thank you very much. You're right. Not on brand.
Not on brand.
That's what we do.
Scores out for summer. That's his song. The second one. My daddy just got a very good job. Some would say the best job. Animals won't like my name.
My daddy just got a very good job. I mean, my first thought, is it like Joe Biden's daughter, but I don't think so, is it? Or is it?
It's not a daughter.
Hang on, so if it's his, her daddy, then it's...
If it's not Joe Biden's daughter, it could be... Yeah, there's more than one gender.
Oh, of course. You're right, there is more than one gender.
Yeah.
Is it Joe Biden's son?
Yes, it is.
Is it specifically Hunter Biden?
It is Hunter Biden.
Thank you very much indeed.
51 today.
Oh, happy birthday,
Happy
Hunter.
Birthday, Hunter Biden. Of course he's 51. You think Joe Biden's son's really old, and then you think Joe Biden is really old.
Yeah.
Very old. And lastly, the first lady, but not married to a president. If it weren't for this woman, America could be very different. Never, ever ask her to leave her seat on the bus.
Rosa Parks.
It is.
Wow, that's a history lesson today, isn't it?
I know, she would be 108 today.
Wow.
Mm.
Blimey.
There you go. Told you they weren't on brand.
You're absolutely right, but very educational.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Vibe 107.6.
Vibe Breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his big quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
I love the drama.
Well, it's a dramatic segment of the show.
Yeah, well, speaking of drama, I've got a big intro this week, okay?
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get in?
If you could drop the music.
Right,
let's
ready?
Do this properly.
Okay.
So, this week's quiz is called... Oh, I've had enough! I don't want to do this anymore! I quit! I'm fed up of it! Ah!
Did I hit it too early?
Yeah, a little bit. Do you want me to do it again?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, it's fine.
You get the gist?
Yeah, I get the gist.
Okay. So, as we talked about earlier,
yes.
Jeff Bezos, whatever his name is,
yeah,
is quitting Amazon as CEO.
Right.
Now that he's richest man in the world, like, you know, he's done. He's climbed that mountain, so he's finished. So I thought, let's do a famous resignations quiz.
Oh, God, okay.
So that's why the quiz is called, I've fed up, I'm going, I've had enough! Okay, so, play along at home, 5 questions, all about famous resignations. Question number 1, are you ready? 5 points up for grabs. Number 1, name the scandal that caused Richard Nixon to resign the US presidency in 1974.
Is it called the... I want to say Watergate.
That's correct.
Hey.
1 point to you, very good indeed. Okay, number 2. Prince Charles sent a letter to a member of which band saying the group will not be the same without you after they quit in 1998?
It's got to be Robbie Williams and Take That. It's got to be.
It's not.
Isn't it?
Jerry Halliwell of the Spice Girls.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, all right, Charles.
He was right, I think.
All right, Charles. Yeah, mate. I know what you're doing there.
Was that one in a series of letters?
Yeah. Every girl band had a member go.
Yeah. Number 3. Tony Blair allegedly had a deal in place with which politician to replace him when he resigned as Prime Minister in 2007?
God's sake. Obviously, Gordon Brown actually took over. The only person I know who's not him at the time was Prescott. Is it John Prescott?
No, it was Gordon Brown.
It was Gordon.
It was.
So the guy who actually took over. So that was a... Oh,
I just watched you dig that hole for yourself.
Question.
Yeah, I could have just said who replaced him. Question number 4. I think you might get this one. 1 out of 5 so far, so not doing great. Who resigned as England manager in a toilet cubicle at Wembley Stadium in 2000?
Kevin Keegan.
That's correct. Very good indeed. I didn't know that until I was researching the quiz this
morning. Yeah, but you don't know football.
No, that's true.
You didn't know Kevin Keegan.
I knew of him. And finally, and I think you'll probably get this as well, being a fan as I know you are. What was One Direction's first song as a 4-piece band after Zayn Malik quit in 2015?
Oh, my God.
First single, I should say.
It's not history, because that's the... Is it history? The last song.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, go on.
It's not history. No. It's Drag Me Down.
Of course it is. Mm. The can drag me down.
3 out of 5 today.
Yeah.
Which is not terrible.
It's not my best, though, is it?
No, it's not your best ever.
We found our dog's enemy.
Yes, okay.
Over
go on.
The last few weeks.
Mm.
It's this little white dog that I don't know where it lives near us. We call it the little white... Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't say that one on the radio.
No.
But, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
So, and it sucks at, like, 10:30 at night if I'm ever going to walk, if I'm ever taking the dog out.
Yeah.
And...
What's your dog's name?
Gus. Great
I
name.
I don't know you've told me that before.
If I ever take little Gus out, because Gus is a pug crossed with a chihuahua.
Yeah.
And I take him out and then I see the dog and it's too late. It's, oh, no. It's normally I turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, I could spot him a mile off.
Because it's not Gus's fault.
Mm.
Gus can be a little bit temperamental. He likes a bark every now and then, loudly, at 11 o'clock at night when
Who
I'm
doesn't?
Walking. But this dog,
I hate it so much. And it's weird because I sort of look at the owner. I've never actually said anything apart from I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When they're, you know. But I sort of, you know, I don't like him.
So does
because
this dog,
I don't like the dog.
Does it give as good as it gets?
This dog starts it.
Okay.
So Gus is, we're walking more than peacefully. Gus sort of clocked it, and I know he's going to bark in a minute, but this dog starts baring its teeth and going, really. And then Gus goes mental and he's like whimpering and barking, and this other dog's, and he's tiny. It's the only dog in the world smaller than my dog. And it's the one dog that I think my dog's scared of the most.
Yeah.
Because it's so vicious, it has a vicious look. This is the enemy.
I always think, how, like, imagine if humans were the same as dogs, and every time we saw another human, we had to just yell at them.
I mean, we sort of do. We say hello.
Yeah.
Up north, don't you say hello to everyone in the street?
Yeah, that's true.
It's only down south where we just ignore everybody.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Dogs are like northern people.
Just northern. And this is a very aggressive northern person, this little white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that.
I'm from the north, by the way, so no insult intended in comparing dogs with people from the north, because I'm one of them.
You can say it's insulting, you can say it's truthful. It's a bit of both. 80818, started text with Vibe this morning. Does your pet have an enemy? Mine does, and every time I look for this little dog, we're going away from this dog, I hate you. I hate that dog. I hate the dog as well, so it's my enemy as well. It's an extension of Gus.
Yeah.
Vibe 107.6.
Just about the end of our show.
Yes. Packed one today, wasn't it?
It was. Wow, I feel exhausted. First show back, I need another break.
Need to go to bed.
I really, really do. What are you up to over the rest of the week and the weekend?
So little, you know. But on Saturday, actually, me and Phoebe, we're going to do a date night. We're going to kind of make an effort. We've not done it in a while. So we've decided we're going to put together a four-course menu, and we're going to sort of cook it together throughout the day, make some really fancy stuff, and then eat it on Saturday.
So it's going to be a date day.
Yeah, a date day with lots of manual labour involved in the kitchen and then eating afterwards.
Any ideas on the menu?
No, we're going to sort of go through our cookbooks and, you know, all the stuff that you've looked at and gone, oh, maybe I should make that, and then you never do. So we're going to try and do some kind of slightly unusual stuff, but I don't really know.
Interesting shopping trip tomorrow then.
Oh, it sure will be, yeah.
And as long as they haven't moved everything.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.